Hello, lovies. This is your Auntie Vera Charles, or your Auntie Scott, or Scott, or just don't call me late for dinner. Reminding you that the Pride 48 live streaming weekend is happening July 29th through the 31st, 2022. We hope to see you there in the chat room for an amazing weekend of live LGBTQ plus podcasting. For more information, head on over to pride48.com, where they've got pride just flowing right out every orifice on there. It can be unpretty at times.
Today is Tuesday, July 19th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. This is going to be the last day of the cruise update, so there you go. Wrapping it up. We talked about Barcelona, you know, I enjoyed Gaudi, although the park, very hot. We walked a long way to get there, and it was, I don't know, we just, you know, we didn't enjoy it. It was maybe if the weather had been different. We liked the cathedral, we liked the his house, especially the audiovisual elements. Palma, basically just a beach, which we enjoyed. It was very relaxing for a couple of hours, so that was fun. And then Provence is what I'm going to say. I didn't mention this, but there was a really cute guy. That train that was not a train that we took to Notre Dame de la Garde or whatever. There was a guy, you know, assisting or, you know, taking tickets and getting people to their seat on the train and whatever, who was so cute. I wanted to get a photo of him, but I didn't. And I thought, oh, when we come back, you know, I'll get a picture of him, but he wasn't there when we came back. So anyway, on the last day, and it was weird because it was our last day, but the people who were on the cruise who joined in Barcelona, it was not their last day. So it was really weird. But we went to La Spezia, which is Naples, basically. And no, it's not. I'm totally wrong. La Spezia is their Pisa/Florence stop. And Mark and I had already done Florence, but there's a Cinque Terre, which is five different villages. It's Cinque is five in Italian. I didn't know you guys say I know Italian. I'm not sure you guys are aware of that. But anyway, so that's why my accent is so good when I say Cinque Terre. It means five villages, and they're villages on basically the side of cliffs. Not really cliffs, but they're on the side of mountains, and the ocean is underneath. So there are a lot of beautiful views, etc. And then Pisa is nearby as well. And Mark and I wanted to see the Leaning Tower of Pisa. I really wanted to see it because it's one of those, you know, bucket list items. You know, when you there are certain things that you want to see. The Great Wall of China, the Leaning Tower of Pisa, the pyramids, the, you know, the Mayan temple things, you know, if you go, you know, all of those things. I don't think it's a seven wonders of the world status, but it is one of those things that you got to take the picture, holding it up, you know, all that kind of stuff. But we also wanted to see Cinque Terre because it was recommended to us by someone as beautiful and, you know, we need to do it. there was no tour that had both of them. So we purchased train tickets and it actually went flawlessly. We got the train to Pisa, no problem. We walked from the train station to the Leaning Tower, spent 30 minutes taking photos of the Leaning Tower. We didn't go in. We just took your, there were so many people there. Oh my God. So many people. And you know, it was worth it. I wanted the photo in my gallery, you know, saying I've been there. But, so then we walked back to the train station. We took a train back to La Spezia station and then got on another train to Cinque Terre, which one of the villages, Veronassa, I believe is the village. And it was pretty. A lot of like brightly colored buildings, pinks and yellows and blues. And, you know, there's it's right on the water. So you walk down this road, this alley kind of road with all these shops on either side. And then you get to the end and there's the ocean and there are people swimming. And there wasn't really a beach per se, but it was just like a, I don't know, it was very rocky. It was very rocky. It was pretty, but you need to hike to go. And we were not in the mood to hike. And these villages, again, are perched on the side of mountains. And so to get from one village to the other, you need to hike up these, you know, steep things. We didn't feel like hiking. So the photo opportunities, we just went to one of the villages and the photo opportunities were limited because we were just kind of inside the village. So really all we could do is do a little shopping. We ate. I had some gnocchi and Mark had some seafood pasta. And we shopped for a magnet and we took some photos of the cliffs and the, you know, the buildings and all that. And then we went back to the ship because there was not much else to do. So we caught an early train back and we made it back to the ship. And that evening was our, you know, we went back to the hot tub one more time. We had an ice skating show, which was lovely. Actually, the ice skating show was probably one of our favorite shows. I do feel like the ice skaters on this are folks that maybe couldn't quite make the Olympics, you know, but it was good. It was enjoyable. I think Mark said it was pretty much his favorite show. We had a tap dancing mixed with like a Blue Man Group type, kind of, you know, drumming and tap dancing and acrobatics. That one I really enjoyed and had a couple of cute guys in it. We had one that was a kind of a musical that had a lot of technology called The Effectors, which I enjoyed, but it was probably one of the least favorite because there was just not a good story. The drones and the lasers in that were amazing, but the story was written for a 5-year-old. The ice, because of the technique and the, you know, we like to watch ice skating anyway. So, you know, that was fun for us. The aqua show was probably my favorite just because it was in the cool aqua theater. I mean, you know, it was kind of like one of those Cirque du Soleil's in Las Vegas where they're in water and they're diving into water. And then they're, you know, we really enjoyed it. I think Mark would have rated the ice skating higher than, but I think I went aqua and then ice skating. We watched a singer, Jennifer Singer, ironically. I could have skipped that. We did a Signature Voices, which was like the YouTube acapella groups, which was enjoyable. I mean, we enjoyed it. The comedy was hit or miss. And that was pretty much all the shows that we did during the entire cruise, just to kind of give you guys a summary. And the food we did, you know, my favorite restaurant was probably Park 120 of the specialty restaurants. And then I really enjoyed Chef's Table. And I didn't tell you guys about this. So we did Chef's Table. And for Chef's Table, we did that actually not the last day of the cruise, but the day before. And we had a lovely Irish couple sitting next to us. And that was it. It was just the two of us and the Irish couple. And that could be awkward, you know, just us and one other couple. But they were so nice. They were liberal. We were talking some politics and, you know, they couldn't understand how Trump was elected, and like they love gay people, and they were anyway. It was just we had, and by the end we were all drunk because it was a wine pairing, and so that was a lot of fun. And we even took a selfie with them. We didn't exchange email addresses or Facebook profiles or anything like that. So I guess we'll never be able to talk to them again. But they were a very nice straight couple that Mark and I really enjoyed spending a couple of hours with. Chef's Table was great. I don't really classify that as a restaurant. It's probably my favorite food overall. The buffet was the buffet. The main dining room, which is what we did our last night. I didn't really like the food in the main dining room. It was okay, but nothing special. We didn't really like the seat that they put us in, and the food was just all right compared to all the other places we'd eaten on the ship. So, but the service, I will say this, the service on the Wonder of the Seas was 5 times better than the service that Daniel and Zach and I got on the Alaska cruise. So I think they must have really staffed the Wonder of the Seas, spent more effort staffing Wonder of the Seas than they did some of their other ships, probably because they thought it was going to have more interest because it's a brand new ship. And so we had no problems with service at all, other than the app wasn't working right. And so for a lot of reservations, we had to wait in line in customer service. And there seemed to be lines quite often at customer service. So we went to the photo booth and bought one of our picture sets that they took on the ship. We went to the Ice Spectacular. There were too many children, but you know, it is what it is. I mean, you're on the largest cruise ship in the world. So many children. And I know I said this already, but again, these mega ships, I'm starting to decide that they feel crowded. A lot of people will say, oh, they're so big, you can find an area that there aren't many people. But when you get on, when the elevator is packed and there are 20 elevators or something, and no matter where you go, anytime you need an elevator, it's like a can of sardines. And you go to the main thoroughfare where all the bars and, you know, everything is on the ship, and it's just packed all the time. And there are kids running around and bouncing off the walls. We still love to cruise, and the service was great, and we really enjoyed the cruise. But again, I think we will probably do either adult-only cruise, or at the very least, a little bit more luxury, smaller ship for our next one. Because it's starting to feel too crowded. And so we packed. We did our own walk-off. We did not provide them with our luggage. And so we were able to stay on until 9 a.m. We got a train back to Rome. And then we did a Vatican tour, which we went through the museums. And we went to the Sistine Chapel. I don't know if any of you guys are aware of this, but the Sistine Chapel, they do not allow you to take photos or video. I don't know why. We went St. Peter's Basilica, like all these various churches, you can take photos. Sistine Chapel, you cannot take photos, and they have security guards in there that will enforce that. And also, you're not supposed to talk. A lot of people did talk, but they kept going to the security guard kept going to the microphone and saying, shut up. He didn't say shut up, and it was in Italian as well, so I'm not sure exactly, but he was saying be quiet. Maybe he did it in English and Italian. Now I don't remember, but anyway, regardless, the Vatican was nice, but we had been through so many museums and churches at this point that it all started to kind of blur for me. And so, it is what it is, but we enjoyed it. And our hotel was very nice. Mark said it was his favorite hotel. We had a balcony that you could go sit on the balcony and you could see the Vatican or St. Peter's Basilica. We were so close. And we had a nice dinner. I found a restaurant. We had fried zucchini blossoms with ricotta and pancetta. I had a cacio e pepe, and Mark had another seafood pasta. But there was a woman there making the pasta right at the front of the restaurant. It was a family-owned restaurant that had really good reviews. The panna cotta that we got for dessert with caramel and chocolate. Oh, it was so good. We bought a couple of souvenirs, and then we flew back the next day. So we had to get up at 3:15 in the morning. Ugh, it's a pain in the butt. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.